I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, brace yourself for an insect invasion. Actually, it's beekeepers in Britain who are on alert. They're worried about an invasive species that could seriously threaten their honeybees. These invaders will be coming from as far away as China via France, and they're expected to cross the English Channel this month. England's southeast region could be the first to bear the brunt. That's according to England's Department for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs. So, what species exactly is invading Britain? Well, let's turn to an expert for the answer, a beekeeper. Tim Lovett is a biologist and a trustee of the British Beekeepers Association. Tim, what kind of invaders are we talking about here?
Well, we're always worried about exotic pests coming into this country. This time round, we are talking about the Asian hornet, or to give it its Latin name, Vespa velutina nigrithorax.
Right. Now, the Asian hornet, I gather, has a pretty bad sting. Have you ever been on the receiving end?
I have not been on the receiving end of the Asian hornet, and it's a very long time since I had a hornet sting. I've had many more wasp stings. Of course, as a beekeeper, I've had loads of bee stings. I would always go for a bee sting over a wasp sting any time. A hornet is a lot worse than that, and by reputation, this one has all the power of the British hornet.
So how hazardous is this potential swarm going to be? Is it a stretch to call it an invasion of killer hornets?
No, I don't think it's going to happen like that at all. Bees swarm when they go from their nest and find a new one. These Asian hornets are going to arrive in ones and twos. They're probably not going to fly across the channel from France into the United Kingdom. They're more likely to arrive accidentally imported in fruit and lumber, flowers and plants and things like that, and they'll take up residence.
What kind of damage could one or two Asian hornets do coming in so often?
One or two Asian hornets can be lots of Asian hornets as they set up home here. You know, obviously, their queen's coming in and they start laying and producing these large nests.
Right. And how do they do their damage once they've established colonies?
Okay. When there's plenty of them around, they go out looking for food, just like wasps do and hornets do. They'll go and visit beehives because beehives are very nice sources of honey, obviously, and they will also attack the larvae in the hive. And in getting into the hive, they will do a lot of damage because they'll kill guard bees. They're normally a beehive has got guard bees. They look after themselves. So there'll be deaths at the entrance to the hive. But once they get inside, there'll be disruption of the colonies and they can do a lot of damage. And so we don't think we can repel these hornets. They will, because of international trade, because of movement of goods and things like that, they will get in here. So there could not only be landings on the beaches, but they may be able to set up and thrive here, particularly if the weather remains kind to us.
Landing on the beaches, you make it sound like D-Day.
Well, there's drama about this one, isn't there?
That sounds like it. So what's to be done? I mean, are you mobilizing British beekeepers and backyard gardeners?
Nobody is encouraging the public to go out with their fly swatters and try and defeat these hornets. I think any member of the public who sees one of these hornets and identifies them, they've got largely a black thorax. It's just the tip of their abdomen that is yellow. So they can be identified on sight. When one of these fellas is coming at you, I don't think the thing to do is hang around and go through a full classification of it. You withdraw pronto. The beekeepers are, of course, in a better position to act as sentinels, and they will pick up activity. And if they got into the hive, you would see the hornet there and you would try and trap it. The beekeeper is reasonably well protected, of course. He can risk actually trapping and dispatching the creatures.
Fingers crossed. Tim Lovett, a trustee of the British Beekeepers Association, giving us the answer to today's GeoQuiz, which is the Asian hornet. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.